Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 13th of August, The Formation of Woman. The Lord God took a rib from Adam's side, from which he formed the woman. We note an important distinction here between the Son of God first creating the man and then later forming the woman from the man's rib. The woman was not created separately or independently from the man. Rather, the woman was taken out of the man and formed from the man. The Son of God formed the spirit, soul, and body of the woman, uniquely as female, from the life that was multiplied to her from the rib taken from Adam's side. The woman's comparability to the man would happen in two phases of offering. The first aspect of offering involved Adam, as he laid down his life in a deep sleep, so that the Lord God could draw the woman from his side. The second aspect of offering would require the woman's participation. She would need to lay down her life to reveal her husband. Sarah is a good example of the offering of a woman through which she is made comparable to her husband. Having formed the woman from Adam's rib, the Son of God then brought her to the man. In this regard, Christ figuratively walked the woman down the aisle at the tree of life to the man. Here, Adam received or possessed the woman in sanctification and honour. That is, as a man who had been made to be the vessel of headship, Adam, in the freedom that belongs to faith, chose the woman, taking her by the hand as he received her from the Lord. The woman was likewise choosing in freedom to be drawn from the one spirit fellowship of Yahweh to be given to Adam. As such, this was not an arranged marriage. Rather, the man and woman both freely chose each other. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 to 23, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 8, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 4. For further study, Genesis chapter 2.